Friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the sugya on Bava Kama, the Vav Amud Beis, where we were talking about the Kosel and Ilan that fell, and that's what's included in the words of the Mishnah, when the Mishnah gives us a klal of Mazikin. It's including this case of Kosel v'Ilan Shenaflu. And we presented a number of kashas in the previous shiur, and now our job is to answer them. And we are going on the derech of Hagaon Rebbe Abba Berman, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And he says as follows: in the Gemara, the Vav Amud Aleph, we say that Avno Sakinon Maso, that you place it on the roof, and they fell Baruch Mutsuya, and they do damage. Since they're doing damage in motion, Bahadei deka'azli, when they're moving, it's a tolada of esh. This is a tolada, the offspring, so to speak, of the mazik of esh. Since it's similar to Eish insofar as that Koach Acher Mu'urav Ba. However, we saw Tosfos, that in the previous year we mentioned two Tosfos and teach us that Koach Acher Mu'urav Ba is not a Maila, it's a Chisaron. Meaning, it's not a reason to be Mechayiv, it's a reason not to be Mechayiv of Koach Acher Mu'urav Ba, if there's another Koach involved. So why then does the Gemara say that since Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo, it'll be when it comes to Avno Sakino Maso, his stone, his knife, and his burden that he put on the roof and they fell, that's a reason to be Mechayiv because Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo? No, fakert. It's a reason not to be Mechayiv. So therefore, from here, we are compelled to say a new yesod. And that is that mazik has two inyanim. There's the tsuras hamazik, and there's also the mailas hamazik. Mailas hamazik means some sort of quality because of which there is a svara to be mechayiv betashlam nezikin. There's the form of the mazik, the nature of the mazik, the character of the mazik, I'm using those all synonymously, and then there is the maila of the mazik, a reason to be mechayiv al tzmazik. What is koveya, whether it's a tolada or not? What establishes a mazik as being a tolada? Teretz is that it's not the Mailas HaMazik, but rather it's the Tsuras HaMazik. And therefore, Avno Sakino Maso are really Tolada De'esh, because of Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo, because that's the Tsura, that's the character of the Mazik, that there's a Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo. Both in Avno Sakino Maso and Esh. So therefore it's going to be established as a tolada. That we need Mailas HaMazik is in order to establish whether Toldoseim Kayotze Behem or not. That's if we say that the tolda is going to have the same dinim. But as far as being a tolada b'chlal, what is going to be the determining factor? The tsuras hamazik, and not the mailas hamazik. Tsuras hamazik is koveh it's a tolada. And this Tosis asks very well at the beginning of our perek, daf beis amud aleph, divra maschil lo velo ze vze sheyesh bem ruach chaim kari esh. The Gemara says in daf vav, that we can compare Avno Sakina Masel to Esh. How do you put it in its own category? It's included in Esh. Because Esh is Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo. Umemoncha Vishmiraso Alecha. Hani Nami Avno Sakina Masel is also Koach Acher Mu'urav Ben Moncha Vishmiraso Alecha. It's also another Koach involved, is wind. It's also your money, it's also that you have to guard it. So Frek Tesvis, Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo is a chisaron. Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo is a reason not to be Mechayev Al Tzmazik. Since it's a reason not to be mechayev al tzmazik, how can you say that it's a reason to be mechayev al tzmazik? It's not a reason to be mechayev al tzmazik. It's a reason not to be mechayev al tzmazik. So on that, Tosfos answers, Hachi ka'amar, Maishna eish afal pi shekoch acher mu'urav bo. Roy l'schayev mishum shehu memoncha v'shmirasoy alecha. In other words, the Gemara was saying is, according to Tosfos, why is Esh any different? That even though the Gemara says, "Umayshne Esh to Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo," Tosfos adds, "Umayshne Esh to Afal Pi," that even though Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo, which is a reason to pater, nevertheless, Roy L'Schayev Bo Mishum Shehu Mimoncha V'Shmiraso Alecha. So Avno Sakino Masel also, even though Koach Acher Mu'urav Behem, nevertheless he's going to be Chayav Al Tzmemoncha B'Shmirasa Alecha. In other words, what's Tosfos saying? Tosfos is saying is Ein Achinami, the Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo is not a Maila, it's a Chisaron, but nevertheless they have the same Tzuras Hamazik. Avno Sakino Masel have the same Tzuras Hamazik as Esh. That even Esh has the chesronos of Avno Sakino Masel. Esh itself is Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo. And therefore, just like Esh is Koach Acher Mu'urav Bo in your Mechayev, so to Avno Sakino Masel is Koach Acher Mu'urav. And therefore, it should be a tolada. Why? Because it has the same Tzuras Hamazik. Araya, from what the Gemara says, the beginning of the Perek, that Neshicha is a Tolod of Shein, biting is a Tolod of Shein, because one bites with a Shein. Now, that one bites with a shein, that's no maila. That's no reason to be mechayif. It's just a tsura, that's how the hezek is done. And nevertheless, the Gemara asks that it should be, neshicha should be a tolada of shein. So, you see that when it comes to the, when you're determining toldos, it depends on the tsuras hamazik. Hakoveh shel atolad is not the mailas hamazik. There's no special maila, no special reason to be mechayiv because it's done with a shein. But rather, that's the tsura of the mazik, and therefore, Gemara says shein. No sheikh should be a tolad of shein. That's the Gemara's kasha, since it has the same tsuras hamazik of shein. We also see this the Rashi Leel. Daf Gimel Amit Beis, Dibur Maschil L'Rav Omar, Dibur Maschil Hainu Shor, that according to Rav, Bor, that one wasn't Mafgir, is a Shor, and it's not a Tolada de Bor, because it's Mimono Kishor, and it's not Hefgir Kibor. If you weren't Mafgir it, and it's Mimono, it has a din of Shor, it's Bor that you weren't Mafgir. Now, that it's Hefgir, is a chisaron besibas chiv tashlume nizikin velo maila. That it's hefker is a reason not to be mechayev. It's a lacking in the sibas hachiv of tashlume nizikin. It's not a maila, and nevertheless, that it's not hefker is a right, because if it's hefker, then why should you be mechayev? Hefker, you shouldn't be mechayev. Nevertheless, that it's hefker is a siba why it's not a tolad of boar. And it is a tolad of shor. So if we're talking about tolad, shouldn't we talk about what's a maila, what's a siba sachiv, and not what's not a siba sachiv? So it must be muchrach. So according to Rav, the tsuras hamazik of boar is a boar hefker b'rishus harabim, and therefore in a case where what wasn't mafkirit, it's a completely different tsura, and therefore according to Rav it wouldn't be told of boar, it would be a tolad of shor. Nacharaya, have a Gemara that tesvov on the base later on. Where it says that you have a dog, the Ochal Imri, that eats sheep. Ein darko bekach. And you have a shunra, you have a cat that eats tarnagoles. These are mishune. These are mudnezachin, like they say in Portuguese. It's a strange way of doing things. And it's a tolad of Karen and not a tolad of Shane. Even though they're eating, but since it's not the normal way of doing it, it's a tolad of Karen, not a tolad of Shane. Now, when this dog eats sheep, you have Milas Hashane. Why? In other words, you have a reason to be mechayev like Shane, because it's hana lezeka. And it doesn't have the maila of Karen, where it's kavanas olahazik. And nevertheless, it's called the tolad of Karen, not of Shane. So it must be nachamal. That the toladah is talui in tsuras hamazik and not in maila samazik. And the tsuras hamazik of Karen is that it's mishuna, and therefore a dog that eats sheep is mishuna, tolad of Karen, not a tolad of Shane. So achut hamishulash lo b'meheri yinasek. We brought three rayas that it's talui in the tsuras hamazik in order to be a tolad and not the mailas hamazik. Based on this, we can explain the rush. Shekoisel v'ilon havu tolad de bor velo de esh. That a kosel and an ilon are told us when you have a falling tree and wall, that's a tolad of bor. And out of Eish, like the Rush says, since Ein Koach Acher Me'uruv Bo. By Eish, it's Koach Acher Me'uruv Bo. By Boar, it isn't. So told an Ilan, Kosel an Ilan, since Ein Koach Acher Me'uruv Bo, it's a told of Boar, not of Eish. We had the Kasha of the Pilpula Charifta, who said, Fakert. Since Koach Acher Me'uruv Bo is a Chisaran, so kol shekein koisel ve'ilan should be mischayv mitzad eish. If when koach acher mu'urav bo it's chayv mitzad eish, that's a chisaron, so he's not to be mechayev. Certainly koisel ve'ilan, which are en koach acher mu'urav bo, they should certainly be chayv al tzeish. That's certainly a mailas hamazik. So it should be a kol shekein. So why aren't we mechayev? That was what the Tapalpul Charifta asked. Why are we mechayev kosel and ilan mitzad eish? The answer is, like we said, that since a tolada is not talui in the maila samazik, but rather in the tsura samazik, therefore the Rush is telling us that the tsura samazik of eish is that koach acher me'uruv ba. And therefore a kosel and an ilan, where there's no koach acher me'uruv behem, choser etzem tsuras hamazik shel eish, and therefore we say that they are a tolada of boar. And the Rush writes further, the Holchan Mazikin Masha'en Ken Bebor Logri Machmazeh Masha'en Ken Bor Logri Machmazeh V'kol She'ken Diyash L'chai Bo Yoseh. It's going to be even more. It's going to be Bor plus Kosel and Elon are going to be like Bor, because a Bor is not Holechu Mazik. Right, he says, "V'mishum b'tochno mezik and Mashen came before." You want to say it's not like Bor? No, it's not no less than Bor. It's better. Kol shekein deish lechayvo yoser. Because now this hochno mezikin, the Rush is learning, is not mitzuras hamazik. It's mimailas hamazik. It's a reason to be mechayev. So if you define something as a tsura, just the form of the mazik, the way it's done, so that's going to make it a tolada. That's if it's in the category of tsuras hamazik. But then there's another category, that's mailas hamazik. Mailas hamazik is not the form, the character of the mazik, but rather a reason to be mechayiv, a reason to obligate a person to pay. So if a bor, so when we talk about holechu mazik, that it goes and it's mobile and it does moves and it does hezek, so if a bor which isn't mobile and you're chayiv doesn't have that mile, it has a chisaron that it's not holechu mazik, so kol shekein kosel and elon which are holechu mazik, so this is going to be defined by the Rush as a mailas hamazik and not a tsuras. If it's a tsuras hamazik, then it wouldn't be good, you wouldn't be able to compare the two. But since the Rush is learning this is a maila samazik, so if the boar doesn't have the maila in your mechayiv, certainly kosel and elam, which do have the maila, you're going to be mechayiv. Also, that boar is tchilas aseasel enezek, the Rush holds that's me maila samazik velo mitzuraso. That's only a reason to be mechayiv. It's not the tzur of the mazik that it's tchilas aseasel enezek. It's not the form, it's not the character of the mazik, but it's just a reason to be mechayiv. Since tchilas asiyasa lenezek, it's originally made for nezek, this boar, that's a reason to be mechayiv. And that's a mimailas hanezek, v'lo mazik, v'lo mitzuras. And therefore the Rush, fear dois, he concludes, v'imishum dein tchilas asiyasa lenezek, shor yochiach. So you're bothered by the fact that it's ain't tchilas asiyas and lenezik when we're talking about the kosel and the ilan. Sure, yochiach, that even though it's not tchilas asiyas and lenezik, nevertheless you're mechayiv. So since it's only mimailas hamazik and not mitzuras hamazik, that kosel and ilan have this maila, that don't have this maila of tchilas asiyas and lenezik, they don't have this sibas hachiyuv, sibas hamechayiv. That doesn't bother us, because shor yochiach ain't tchilas asiyas el nezek, and nevertheless you're chayiv. So you don't need that in order to be mechayiv, that it should be tchilas asiyas el nezek. That's as far as the mailas hamazik, but as far as the tzuras hamazik goes, the Rush holds that bor is like kosel and elan. And then with this, we can also explain tosis. Tosfos said that Kosel and Elon are not like Eish. Came into Ein Koach Acher Mu'rav Bam. What do we ask? We ask the other Rabba. If by Eish you're Chayv, because when Ein Koach Acher, when Koach Acher Mu'rav Bam, certainly Kosel Elon, where Koach Acher is Mu'rav Bam, you should certainly be Mechayv. Teretz. No, we're talking here about the tsu. According to Tosfos, the koach acher is the tsuras hamazik, and not the mailas hamazik. That's the tsuras hamazik, and not the mailas hamazik. And therefore, Kosel and Elon, where Ein Koach Acher Mu'rav Behem is one Surah of Mazik. Eish, where Koach Acher Mu'rav Behem, that's a second Surah of Mazik. So you can't say, says Tosfos, that holds Tosfos, that Kosel and Elon are going to be a Toloda of Esh, because it's a different surah. The surah of Esh is with wind, and the surah of Kosel and Eland are without wind. However, it's important to note that Tosfos says that you can't compare it to Bor. The reason it's different than Bor, mi Bor chaluk b'ma she'ein tchilas asiyas en lenezek. So Tosfos is holding that the tsuras hamazik of Bor is Tchilas Asiyas and Lenezek, and of Kosel and Elan it's not Tchilas Asiyas and Lenezek. And then Tosis goes on to say why Bechosel we do compare it to Bor. But Tosis holds that the Tzura of Bor, the Tzuras HaMazik, the character of the Mazik is that it's Tchilas Asiyas and Lenezek, Masha Enken Kosel and Elan. And that way they're different than Bor. And in that, Tosfos veers from the Rosh. Because the Rosh held that it's merely Milas HaMazik. And therefore the Rosh said that it doesn't bother me that it should be a Tolad of Bor, that Kosel and Ilan should be a Tolad of Bor, because even though Bor is Tchilas Asiyas Olenezek and these are not. Why? Because Shor Yochiach. Shor is going to disprove that. Meaning that if it was Tzuras HaMazik, then the Rosh says it's a different Tzura than Bor. Because the Rosh holds that it's Milas HaMazik, not Tzuras HaMazik. Because exactly, if it was Tzuras HaMazik, so then it's different than Bor. The Tzura of Bor is Tchilas Asiyas HaLenezek, and the Tzura of Kosel and Elon is not Tchilas Asiyas HaLenezek. So you can't compare them. That's what Tosis holds. That's why on that level they can't be compared. Again, ultimately Tosis says, we are medamit labor. It's close enough to Bor. But the Rosh holds that this doesn't bother us because the Rosh is saying this is not Tzuras HaMazik. Tzuras HaMazik is not Tzuras HaMazik. It's Milas HaMazik. Oh, Milas HaMazik, Shor Yochiach. Sure, it doesn't have the Mile of Tchilas Asiyas HaLenezek. And yet you're still chayiv. So as far as koach achar murav ben ein, koach achar murav behem, that according to Tosfos is Tzuras HaMazik, and therefore you can't compare Kosel and Elon to Eish. And the Rosh holds the same way that Kosel and Elon are not going to be a Tolda of Eish because they have a different Tzuras HaMazik. Zeh Koach Acher Murav Bo V'zeh Ein Koach Acher Murav Bo. By Eish there's Koach Acher and by Kosel and Elon there is not. So on that, Tosis and the Rosh are in agreement. Different Tzuras HaMazik. When it comes to Tchilas Asiyas and Nezek, there it's a different story. There Tosis holds that it's Tzuras HaMazik. Bor is a different Tzura in that way than the Heilige Kosel and Elan. And the Rosh holds, no, it's Milas HaMazik and therefore Shor Yochiach. Now we can also answer the kasha of the Maharsha. Maharsha Stantosis. Tosis says that Kosel and Elon are different than bor, because ain't chilas asiyas in lenezek. So he says ksas kasha. We had this at the end of the last shir. The nakdu milsach risiva b'matzi lemeimar. The umibor chaluk she'ain holech umazik ve'elu hochin umizikim. K'mashe kasvu le'el b'dibur zeh. Why didn't they say another difference, another distinction between bor and kosel and ilan? That bor is holech umazik, is not holech umazik. Kosel and ilan are. So why do you have to say that the chiluk is tchilas aseyas lenezek or not? There's a chiluk that Tosfos themselves said. Bor is not holech umazik, and kosel and ilan are. The answer is that Tosfos holds that they're holech umazik is not part of the tzuras hamazik; it's mimailas hamazik. And therefore, like Tosfos says earlier, Tosfos says it's a kol shekain. If you're mechayiv for bor, which is not holech umazik, and that doesn't have the maila of holech umazik, so certainly you're going to be mechayiv for kosel and ilan, which do have the maila of holech umazik. That's a kol shekain. So here, what Tosfos is trying to say, that there's a difference in the tzura. What's the difference in the tzura? Zeh tchilas asiyas lenezek, zeh tchilas asiyas lenezek. Okay, Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya. We've been zocha to learn this sugya l'fi havonas ha'goin Rabbi Abba Berman Zatzal. They used to call him Einstein back in the mirror, because they held that not that he had a head as good as Einstein, but probably much better. Reish is chachma is yiras Hashem, and we should be zocha. Maisa Einstein believed in Hashem. He just didn't have yiras Hashem because he didn't see that God was particularly involved in the universe that he created, but that he created it, that Einstein was mode. I'll call upon him. That's off our topic, just showing the respect they gave to Rabbi Abba. He's a Zagon. When he was 14, he knew all of the Rabbeinu Hananel's Baal Peh and all of the classical yeshiva mesechtas, which is pretty good. Most 14-year-olds do not know all of the Rabbeinu Hananel's and all of the classical yeshiva mesechtas Baal Peh. So we've been going through the Sefer Keseder, the Shiur Iyun HaTalmud. This is the Shiur Chavav, and we should be zoche. There are well over 100 shiurim, so we should be zoche that God should give us life and Simchas Chaim and the financial means that we be able to continue. Lil Modu Lilamed. Lishmor v'la'asos u'lekayim is called divrei zam tarasu v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.